Welcome to the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 14, 2024, and we have a lineup of religion and spirituality headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Annual HWPL World Peace Summit celebrates a decade of global commitment to peace. The 10th anniversary of the HWPL World Peace Summit will be celebrated on September 18, 2024, in South Korea and 122 countries worldwide. The theme, Creating World Peace Community Through Regional Collaboration, highlights global leaders and citizens' decade-long commitment to peace. HWPL, an international peace organization, aims to review past achievements and discuss future peace plans. The event will gather regional talents to establish networks for tailored peace strategies and address local threats. HWPL advocates for individual responsibility in promoting peace at all levels, collecting messages of peace from people worldwide. Through enhanced regional cooperation, HWPL and its partners are committed to addressing global challenges and establishing a robust peace governance framework. Chairman Lee Man-hee of HWPL emphasizes the importance of leaving peace as a legacy for future generations.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.